from our Los Angeles studios, every day on The Insider, every Tuesday on the TJMS, Kevin Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning. Tom, y'all didn't tell me Tyler was going to be in here half-dressed this morning in the L.A. studio.
with Jay's nuts on the table.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake the hell up.
Man, I can't believe it.
And we had CeeLo Green on earlier doing performing live.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Must be the Atlanta connection.
That's exactly what it is.
It's off the chain this morning.
It is.
By the way, Tyler, I just can't believe how grown Keke Palmer is. She was on the red carpet last night at the premiere. And
did you see the movie, man? Did you see the movie?
Tyler, I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm going to see
the
movie.
Oh, hell, man. You're talking about Keke Palmer. I'm talking about Alice Cross.
That is kind of creepy.
You're talking about Alice Cross. You talking about Keke Palmer, how grown she is, man.
That's kind of creepy. I'm
just
with
a little
Tyler.
Bit. Just a little bit.
No, I'm just saying she looks grown.
Yeah, she looked grown.
Well, he can't come on, Tyler, and say how buff and beautiful you look in the movie. So,
you know, it's about Alice Cross, man.
I could do that.
Yeah, you could. Keke Palmer. Keke Palmer ain't even in the movie. You gonna talk about Keke Palmer? Keke looked great. She looked great. But man, you.
The movie is
Tyler. Pull up some pants. I gotta talk about entertainment, man. Talk about entertainment.
Well, what the hell is Alice Cross? What the hell is Alice Cross if that's not entertainment? Alice Cross is entertainment, man.
I will tell you this: we will have plenty about Alice Cross on The Insider tonight. Make sure you tune in. I know you will be tuned in, Tyler, because you watch.
That's right.
I know it.
That's right. That's right. Okay, great.
But what I do want to talk about is last week, the star-studded... Jay, stop now. The star-studded Whitney Houston tribute. It was amazing. I had a chance to sit a few rows behind the family. And everybody came out. Jennifer Hudson was amazing, channeling Whitney, CeCe Winans, and also it was great. But I want you to listen to LL. He hosted the show and he talked about Whitney.
The time that we spent celebrating Whitney at the Grammys wasn't really enough for a career. Even though it was wonderful and I got to say the prayer and we got to address her death, her career was so much larger than just a few segments. You need a whole show to celebrate a career like Whitney Houston. So we're doing a tribute.
Usher was great. Everybody was there, and it comes on in November, and you know, it was the Recording Academy just going out and saying, hey, we really need to pay tribute to this woman who really changed music. It was hard. Gary, her brother, actually got up midway through and just said, you know what, I can't watch this. They played so many great clips, and he went out in the hallway and greeted people and talked to some of the performers, but it was too tough for
him. Were her mom and daughter there?
Yeah, Bobby, Chris, and Pat were there. Her mom wasn't there, but It was an amazing night to celebrate Whitney. And so I'm glad everybody had a chance to celebrate Whitney. And by the way, the new show is coming up. And I'm glad that it has been put out there that Bobby Chris is not engaged. And you will learn about that relationship in the new show. So make sure you tune in. All right. One other thing that everybody is talking about is by now y'all have seen the lady in Cleveland, Shadia Lane, who was punched by the bus driver after she got on a bus. And she was, according to witnesses, she seemed intoxicated. She was a little belligerent. No man should put his hands on a woman at all for any reason. But I want you to hear what Shadia Lane had to say about getting punched and how the bus driver punched her. Listen to this.
I was on Mortal Kombat. It just hurt it. Like, it was like a finish him, you know what I'm saying, type of hit.
It was a Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
It was a Mortal Kombat.
I was on Mortal Kombat. What the hell? What kind of drug? That ain't just
drinking.
The
lady was punched. That could have been that punch.
What's her name? Madea.
Shadia.
Shadia, not Madea.
That's Shadia. Shadia, Madea's daughter.
Yes.
I was on Mortal Kombat. It kind of hurt it.
Hurt it.
Wow.
Now, is it true that she spit on him?
Well, that's according to the police report, she spit on him, hit him, and didn't have her bus fare. And like I said, seemed intoxicated, at least according to the witnesses.
She should be catching a cab from now on.
After he catches the case.
We will have plenty of Alex Cross tonight on The Insider. Tune in. Thank you so much. And Tyler, put your pants on, man, when you come to L.A.
Every night on The Insider.